Well, returning now to our top story, the fighting in Sudan. Violence also continues in West Darfur, a region already affected by ethnic conflict. The army and the rapid support forces have been fighting around the city of Al Janina. Well, let's bring in Ahmed Koja. He's a human rights monitor and a journalist based in Darfur. He joins us now live from Inyala. Ahmed, let's start with what the situation is like there on the ground right now. We're hearing reports of just complete chaos and extreme violence over the last few days.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Our situation in Inyala, South Darfur State, is laying down. There is not much gunfire because of the local initiatives, ceasefires, local initiatives led by the community leaders and some religious leaders have been leading a very serious negotiation between the Sudanese Armed Forces leaders and Rapid Support Forces leaders, where they have agreed that to stop gun fired inside the cities and to protect the civilians. As well, in northern Darfur, there is a ceasefire committee led by the governor of the northern Darfur state, Nimr, have been successfully stopped the war between Rapid Support Forces and Sudanese Army Forces. At least 1 week today, there is no any very serious incident that where they have reported in South Darfur, North Darfur, same well in Central Darfur. All these this local ceasefires have been stopped this direct clashes between Rapid Support Forces, but they have failed to stop these issues of lack of insecurities, where there is more than three or four cases be reported that where there is a motorcycles militias or armed militias attacks and stealing in Inyala, North Darfur, as well in Central Darfur.
Sure.
But in West Darfur, Al Janina city, the situation is really different.
Ahmed, I want to help our viewers understand just who's fighting there, because as you were talking about, there are ceasefires in place. You said local ceasefires between the army and the rapid support forces. But there are a huge number of other militias and different groups who are active there, especially exacerbated by ethnic tensions in some parts. Can you talk us through how some of these unresolved issues are now playing out when we see the fighting between the RSF and the army?
Yeah, like right now in South Darfur, North Darfur, there is no very clear fighting between, especially between Rapid Support Forces and Sudanese Armed Forces. But what is there? There is a mix of this lack of insecurities. There is a groups of militias who are belong to the Arab came to the Inyala city from northern side of Inyala city, and they have started looting, stealing. Just before yesterday, they have stolen and looted the hotels where it's located near to the security intelligence headquarters in Inyala and near, very close to the Rapid Support Forces headquarters. This is the main Inyala hotel, we call it Apadamun Hotel. They have looted everything from that hotel. The same thing that's going on in Al Fashir. Many report comes from northern Darfur. These militias have been looting and stealing people's properties. At the same time that last few days, they have looted a lot of NGOs and international organizations' offices.
Ahmed, sorry, I just want to ask what's driving this, because is it that there's a security vacuum because of the fighting that's been going on between the RSF and the army, or is there also something more underlying here?
Yeah, there is something more underlying, because you find that these militias who are just looting people's properties and stealing, they are working side with the Rapid Support Forces. They are moving around where the area controlled by RSF. So many people, they say that these militias, as Arab and nomads militias, came with the RSF, and under RSF protection, they are stealing and killings are looting people's properties. These things, it haven't turned to be like a civil war or like a tribalism war between the civilians of Inyala and North Darfur. No one from the people from Niala or North Darfur or even Central Darfur have tried to defeat themselves because they have no guns. But things have difference. The same militias in West Darfur at 24th this month, just 5 days ago, they have, when the time of this war came and start clashes at morning, 7 o'clock on 24th in northern, in western Darfur, Al Geneina city, west of the Al Geneina, near Al Jamarik area, the same groups, like, okay, similar groups of nomad militias, they attacked Al Geneina from southern side of Al Geneina neighborhood, Al Jabal, Abtabamun.
So, Ahmed, we do know that the tensions there are ongoing, and of course, the RSF was born out of the Janjaweed militias, who were very active there in the Darfur area. I'm afraid we'll leave it there for now, but thank you very much. Ahmed Khoja, there, a human rights monitor and journalist, speaking to us from Inyala. Thank you, Ahmed.